Hello, peoples. Hello. So this afternoon, we're going to do a very cool healing. It's the chakra reconstruction healing. And like all the third-year healings, they're not healings you use every day. Probably noticed that about the third-year healings. But when you want them, you really want them. When you really need, you know, they're really first targeted for specific, you know, purposes, and what you're not going to use it every day. And I have about maybe like five of the healings that I use over and over again. Chakra balance, emotional balance, heart spiral. Actually, the one they're doing in there, the endocrine balance, the stress relief healing, life purpose healing. Those are probably my five go-tos that I use over and over again, and the rest of them I pull out when I need them. So it's totally fine. Like, it can be overwhelming with the amount of healings that you guys know, right? Especially when you're doing your practicums and you realize you don't remember such healing, or, you know, you did it once and, you know, you don't remember them. That's why all the healings are going up on the website. We fully intend to do that. But it's totally, I just want to tell you, because I've heard other people at this level, you know, when you learn, I think about 18 healings by the time you're done with school, and it can be overwhelming to think you have to have those in your pocket, all of them, and you don't. You really will have whatever healings. What are your five healings or so that you go to?
I name them differently, but like the core star, life purpose,
yep.
Sinking in the hands.
Sinking in the hands, yep. Mm-hmm.
Full body, of course.
Yep. Chakra balance.
Adrenal.
That's that emotional balance one we learn. You know, that's one you probably use all the time. So just
emotional balance one, the adrenal healing one.
Yeah, the adrenal healing one. Yep.
Stress release.
Yep. So it's okay to have like you know, those healings that you master, and then just you're going to pull the ones out. This one you're not going to need all the time. But when you need it, you really, really need it. And this healing, the chakra reconstruction, is really used to restructure somebody's chakra. There are times when somebody will like blow a chakra. It's like blowing a tire on your car. And it looks, there's a lot of different ways that it looks like and how it blows and which chakra, and it can be any of the chakras. And it's almost always trauma and severe trauma. So you don't like, you know, get a hangnail and blow a chakra. But
I'm just curious, like what would blow a
chakra? Like severe traumatic events, like maybe a divorce.
That's what I was saying, like,
you know, you could have totally blown a chakra in that, what you just went through.
And
you know?
Physical
trauma, surgeries, often will, chemo, yes, cancers, you can almost, and with the cancers and the surgeries, the question is what came first? You know, did you blow your chakra? And then with a blown chakra, you will almost always have some severe physical issue with that part of your body. Where's Sue in the bleeding ulcer? Bleeding ulcer, I guarantee you have a blown third chakra, without a doubt. You don't get a bleeding ulcer without, you blow your chakra, you walk around with a blown chakra, and 6 months later, you've got a bleeding ulcer. Does that make sense? So if you have one of these blown, you are, and you leave it, and you don't repair it, you are going to have severe physical symptomology appear in that part of you. So you really can't miss it. Does that make sense?
Can you know? Hurt someone if you do a reconstruction and they don't need it?
No, we're going to do a reconstruction today. We're going to, for practice purposes today, you're going to be doing a third chakra reconstruction, because we're on third chakra weekend, and y'all going to get a new third chakra in a few minutes. And so you can't actually, you know, hurt somebody by doing that. You'll just create a nice new one for them. And depending on where, you know, you guys know enough about the chakras now to understand what kind of traumas will blow a chakra. So, for example, adoption. We have a lovely example right here. Somebody possibly could have blown their first chakra. You know, that's an example of something that would, you know, create a blown first chakra. Any kind of sexual trauma blows the second chakra at all, or like childbirth that doesn't go well, infertility, miscarriage, birth loss. These things will blow a second chakra. And like I have somebody in the other class who I know has a blown second chakra, because she suppresses her emotions for years and years and years, and she's chronic hip pain. So her chakra, her second chakra, like ruptured out sideways. This is really common for a second chakra. So she hasn't had a hip replacement, but she's going to be a candidate for one if she doesn't fix her system. So when her big emotions come up, they leak sideways out, and you'll feel it in your sacral joint. Or so she has bursitis, you know, in her hip joint, arthritis in her hip joint, and you know she's 40, whatever. Wait, way too young for arthritis in your hips. But this habitual pattern of if you looked at her, if you pendulumed her, second chakra would be flat. It would be horizontal like this, and there's no vertical energy at all, and it would be big because she's got a poor me sort of undertone to her. So whatever her big emotions come up, it squishes down and spurts out into the hip joint, right? So that's something that you see really common with the second chakra, that sideways rupture. There, with the third chakra, often you'll see it, you know, if you think about the chakras in the way Reese has these new pictures, with like the funnel, sometimes they'll flop to the side, you know, where they look like a flower that flopped over that way. And it's interesting to note what side they go to, you know, because, and you'll see those with a pendulum as an elliptic, you know. And it doesn't mean every time you see an elliptical reading, it means that you've got a blown chakra that's flopped over sideways. Sometimes they rupture out, and sometimes they implode. You know, they like, it's like imploded in. It looks like somebody punched them. And I noticed that's really common for the third chakra, that you can implode a third chakra with, if you're around violence or sort of conflict, verbal conflict. You know that feeling of when you get in a fight with somebody and you feel punched in the gut? Mm-hmm. You got that. And if that happens to you habitually, you know, often, you'll punch in that chakra so it'll look like caved in that way. Yep.
So somebody with scoliosis, he's a massage client, but his back is like really twisted. Is that like, I couldn't figure out if it was his third or his fourth.
Look where it is. Because what happens with the scoliosis is always the spine growing around a chakra that's so blocked, there's no energy. So which chakra, it's, you know...
It's like above the third. It's like probably the third.
Maybe. Yep, third. The third is at the bra line, you know, and the fourth is between the shoulder blades.
Yes.
Second is at the sacrum. So look which side the spine went to, because that'll tell you a lot too. Like, did the spine go to the left or the right of that? And that can be a blown chakra. That's actually a good example. Or it could be just a chakra that's so stuck. It's so dense that there's no energy. It's like a concrete.
Even in children?
Yes, even in children. Yeah.
What's the difference between the right and left?
Same thing as it would be on the pendulum. So if it's moving, if the spine is moving to the left, it's moving more towards the emotional side, and if it's moving to the right, it's more towards the action side. Just like, you know, just like it would be when you pendulum and you read the sides of the body. You know. So, does anybody have any questions? You feel Ophelia really knows this healing well. So, do you want to add anything? Karen's got a question too.
Well, can you explain like more about what you mean by blown?
Ruptured. It's the container of the chakra is busted open. Like, think about breaking open a cell by rupturing the cell membrane. Yeah, and it leaks. Energy leaks out. So when you have a broken or ruptured chakra, you cannot actually collect any energy in there. It's like a flat tire on your car.
Can you restructure a chakra on your own without getting healing? Will it eventually repair?
Well, yes and no. I think if you do the work, you know, if you do the inner work around it, and it depends on sort of how badly and what kind of blow. I mean, lots of people never get energy work, you know. But I think it's a good combination, you know. And I also really think surgical sites. So when you have, like, surgical incisions in your body, oftentimes those don't repair that well. What do you think in your experience with the surgeries? And
yeah, the ones that take a long time is because they haven't, on the energetic level, been...
Sutured or
looked at, you know, and then that's why it takes the healing takes longer, or something, you know, you'll have a reoccurrence of something mm-hmm. because of that, because
right.
you're not addressing
the energetic
level.
Aspect.
Can I say something on that? When I had my gallbladder out, I was fortunate because I was already in the program, I think, and because Dalal came over and did some energy work on me. And I know that probably on your own, if you're doing some work, you can help yourself. By the time I went to see Lisa, she said there was only a little tweaking left to do. So it was like I think there's a big combination going on, but if someone doesn't do any energy work, I can imagine that they would need assistance with, more assistance than.
Right, you have to make up the work in other, in other areas. But I've seen really old surgical stuff that seems still leaky to me, that hasn't repaired yet.
That is a silly question, perhaps, but you had surgery 2 days ago. Is it too soon to do this, or is there any? Like a waiting period for the body to adjust to the surgery, can you go in?
I don't think so. I think you could go ahead and do it.
Your guys should be doing it.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. But there's also plenty of people that have surgery and have the gallbladders out of the nurse.
Right. That's true. There are some people that have surgeries and they manage their energy in an efficient way.
Without even knowing they're doing it.
Yeah. Or they're having really mechanical issues, there are not a lot of emotional issues that are tied to their surgeries. And there are other people that are like what you're saying, and they're having all kinds of horrible symptomology, but they don't notice. Because they're not tuned into their energetic self. So you could be having somebody that's not non-symptomatic, but is not noticing that they're, that they have a bleeding energy field somewhere.
So yep. I'm just curious, because I had a C-section with my daughter, and physically healed really well from it. It was an emotional mess.
Right.
After. That's
a good example. Yeah.
That was an emotional mess. Like, I was like, what the hell?
And it depends on like, what your take on that was. Other people, like Paula said, other people could have a C-section and just be like, I was fine.
Yeah.
Like, and really actually be fine. Like, that particular thing didn't impact them.
Would make sense with your profile. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you got a lot of mommy energy, and who knows what expectations or, who knows what was going on for you, but other people can have the same surgery and not really have an impact, depending on how they take it. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Ophelia?
I just want to say on the third chakra, I've noticed, and it's that implosion.
Yep.
Betrayal. Like, huge betrayal. We'll do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Is the process you're going to show us the same for every single chakra?
Yes. It's the same for every chakra.
And today working on the third
chakra. Yep. Okay. I'm going to try and convince Reese to have you guys pick the chakra that the person actually needs tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. So that you can talk to the person and do a diagnosis and then actually work on something different, but for today, for learning purposes, we're all going to do the third chakra.
So Lisa,
wait a second, Paula had a question. Yep.
So I guess I have like a good sense of where all the chakras are. So the first chakra is always, to me, it's kind of like down there. So where would you feel? I don't know, leg pain that you would feel, or foot pain, or
Yeah, it could be anywhere in the legs and the feet.
And so when you reconstruct it, you actually imagine going down to the feet and the because like we put our hands on the knees, but
yeah, and when you do the chakra reconstruction, you do it at the knee, right? At the knee, or do you do it flip, or do you do it here? You could do it at the knee on the first chakra. That's how I learned it. Well, I could ask Reese and figure out the placement for the first and the seventh. I learned it here for the seventh, and you work it as if it's vertical, even though it's not. And you can only do one side of the body at a time. So you need to know whether it's the front or the back of the chakra that you're working, because if they need the back of their chakra done, working the front of it isn't going to do that.
Well, you're only going to do
one at a time.
Chakra at a time, front or back. You're not going to do the front and the back of the third. You're going to
right,
do
just one.
Front or the back.
And it's a fairly significant healing, so what you want to do is that you want to do that and let them sit with it, and integrate it before you would do another one.
So if you're doing the back, then you have them on each other?
Yep, you flip them over. And you have
don't
them.
Do it in the same session?
No.
That would be too traumatizing?
I think it would be pretty hard for them to integrate. Like, that's a lot of change. Like, you want to do one and then see how that settles. Yeah, and they may have more than one that needs work. But especially if you're doing your practicum people, just do one and then check in with them and see how you know, they feel, say, if their chakra's completely burned front and back, do one, and then maybe a couple of sessions later do the other one, or the next session do the other one, and because you won't really know what happened to them if you do too many. That's what I think. What do you think?
I don't know how you, just one. But as far as the first chakra, I mean, I feel where the root of the chakra is, and that's where I start to, because it'll be lobbing over one side or the other, or imploded or whatever. But as far as the first one goes, when I reconstruct, I don't do it in this fashion. I do it.
You do it
this
up
way.
As if the chakra were going this way, even though it's not. It's going that way. Yeah.
Just because it's
really yeah,
hard to
Colleen.
Do it that way.
So to continue what you were saying, the trauma to the fourth chakra would be loss of loved one, divorce, or loss of relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, death. Usually, I see death, like, I did a chakra reconstruction on a mother that lost a child, and wasn't healing, wasn't able to let go, like, even really, like, many years later, that kind of situation, like, severe loss or grief. Yeah. Yeah, and Jennifer?
Yeah, I was just wondering about the best way to determine whether a chakra is blown out, because, you know, I'm thinking about working on my person, and how do you feel? I mean, some people probably feel it in their hands, but, you know, pendulum might be another way, I guess.
Pendulum is a good way. It's really, they're going to have a significant ailment or trauma that you already know about.
Okay.
Like that something's going to be going on in them that you can't miss. And sometimes when you have those big things that are going on, that's a really good cue for you to try a chakra reconstruction. So they've got, you know, the gallbladder issue, they've got a bleeding ulcer, they've got breast cancer, they've got something significant is happening inside of their, if it's not already happening in their body, it's happening in their life.
Is the breast cancer which room?
Heart chakra, always.
Heartburn,
I think... It's the third chakra, because it's a digestive issue, even though you feel it.
Lung issues too, like pulmonary.
Yep. Yes, that's all related to the heart chakra. Yeah.
But if it's on the upper body, their
arms or heart chakra.
That's okay.
Yep. Our arms are an extension, literally an extension of our heart chakra. Yeah, that's right.
What's depression or anxiety? Because we see that a lot this time.
Third chakra. Yeah, third chakra with depression and anxiety, and also the adrenal glands. So, you know, you want to work with anxiety on the adrenals and the balancing the endocrine system. And if you have somebody that's dealing with depression, it could be seasonal depression, which is, you know, a little different than sort of chronic, clinical depression. Always, you want to work anger issues with depressed people. So, figure out where they're angry and not allowing themselves to be angry. Because it's anger, it's almost always enforcers that get severely depressed, and angry enforcers that don't have anywhere to go with it, so they turn it inside, because they can either go out and pick fights or they target themselves. And a lot of times, enforcers that have that sort of nurturing, you know, aspect to them, with their healers or their mother, they have sort of mothery, nurturing, either people pleaser or poor me kind of leanings, will not target other people. So they're very inclined to to depression, yeah. You guys got good questions. Yeah?
My practical, I did the adrenal arm, and he said just up to his
head. Yep.
He said it was absolutely.
That's an amazing healing. I think, you know, it's a testament to how completely stressed out we all are as people that's a healing we all use. I mean, so, all the time.
I have one question, I believe, on the table for like a half hour after that.
Couldn't get up.
After which healer?
Adrenal.
Stress.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Whether to go in front or the back.
Well, you want to go check with their symptomology and, you know, what you know of their stuff, you know, how it's going on, where their pain is, you know, how the symptomology is showing, and you can feel it. You know, you really can feel it.
And then for today, since we're just...
We're doing it on the front.
It's the front.
We'll do the front of the third. And then tomorrow, Reese will be in here with you, but my hope is that you will be able to talk to the person that you're working with, because you won't find it that difficult to identify which one you want to do, right? You know each other really well. So you could figure out right away, you know, which ones you're going to work on and whether it's front or back. Right? Uh-huh. Like Brian is back pain. So third chakra or fourth? Where on your back?
More in the third area.
So if you were, if you get him, you know, and that can be it too. Like it can be really from mechanical stuff or Sue, you know, with her car accident, you know, or Maddie with a, you know, plane stuff. Like, so people have severe physical trauma can also do this. It doesn't have to be emotional, but if they are in pain while you're talking to them, like his back's hurting, you're gonna, you know, if you get Brian, you better do the back of his third chakra. That's where it is, right? Unless he tells you something, you know, there's something more, you know, up for him right now. But it's not really that hard. It's not really that hard to figure out, mm-hmm. right?
Have you ever seen anybody with a full chakra blowout?
the full blowout? Oh, yeah, but they were dead. They were dead.
Can you do some kind of a review of some of these healings? Because like a lot of them, I don't really remember them that well.
Yeah, actually, we're probably going to do that. But we'll be here, and so we have some of our TAs that are going to volunteer to go through all the healings again. And it would be like we'll have Healer Share, but in it, on another night, and we'll just go through them. That's on the agenda. Yep.
Can you put it online, please?
Well, all the healings will be online. All the videos. Do you see how she's videoing this? This is going to be online.
Great.
That's why we video them. So that's why all of those, you know, that's why we do this, the video. And I'm also, this is the tape, the audio is will also be available, you know, online. So you can have it as an MP3, the walkthrough that we're recording now, and the recording that Ophelia is doing. So all of the healings this year, first year, second year, and third year are being videotaped and will be online for you guys. So that's why we're doing it this way. All right, any other questions before we do the walkthrough? Wicked cool. All righty. So you begin this healing with a chakra balance. So you're going to do a brief chakra balance and brief, I think like 2 minutes for the whole chakra balance. You don't really, 3 minutes, you don't really need to go much longer than that, right? So you balance to the shoulders. And Reese, I don't know what it says in our handout. I think it says to the shoulders, but don't close, right?
It doesn't say.
Doesn't say?
No, it doesn't.
Do not close. So I like, and Reese does too, the ending here with the 6 and 7, but you don't close, and the close is this part. So you do that, and that you bring them into balance, so you don't need a review on the chakra balance, right?
No.
Okay. And then you're going to go to the chakra that you're going to be working on, and Ophelia's going to keep me on track here by reading it out loud.
Prepare yourself to work with the client's particular chakra by going deeply into the experience of your own chakra, calling forward that quality in you to spin your chakra and fill it full with its specific color light. You must have a clear vision of how this chakra dynamic flows in your life to stay grounded in the healing. The technique is dependent on you being able to fill and hold at that level of your being.
So you guys get that, right? That you can only reconstruct somebody's chakra to the level you can hold your own chakra, which is why we have you do all this crazy process work. Right? So the first part of the healing is really getting your own, working on the third chakra. You're going to get in your own third chakra, and you're going to feel it, activate it, strengthen it, you know, sort of get down with the grooviness of your own third chakra. And from that point, this is an intentional healing, so that's the way this works. Right?
Go okay. to the chakra that is to be rebuilt. Assess with your psychic sight and through conversation with the client what is actually going on in the chakra. Is it leaking, ripped, depleted, pulled to one side, etc.? Fill the area with high, clear, vibrational energy and the color of that chakra with both hands.
Okay, so it's sort of easy for me to read them because I do that all day long. you know, in my practice. And so when I look at, for me, it's a combination of feeling it, like I can feel the energy flow through her chakra, and I can also see it. She's got sort of, everyone's will look different. So we can put anyone on the table and they would look different. Hers isn't really blown, but it's very deficient. So it's sort of stubby and stunted, and it's sort of short and fat. I'm sorry you got a fat chakra. It's the only part of you that is. So I don't really feel too bad. And it's kind of a, it's not really a bright yellow. It's sort of more of like a mustardy color yellow, so it's not really a clear one. And it looks like a little compressed. It's sort of constipated is, you know, how I would describe her chakra. And I can't tell you how I get that. I feel it with my hands on her, and I see it. So, I don't know. When you all know way more about these things than you think you do. So when you do yours, you're going to get some information about what's going on. When I did Nancy, we practiced this healing last night before y'all got here, and I did Nancy's, and Nancy's looked totally different. Nancy's was like a flower, so it had this really long stalk, skinny, spindly stalk, and it was like flumped over, like floop, you know? And I was like, oh, it's like a flower that went meow, you know? So, but it was really bright yellow, but it was like, it didn't have any strength in the root, and it was all floppy. And hers is completely, it couldn't look more different. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's my assessment. Yeah, and then the next part that she talked about is filling it. And we do this with, you did just say that, right? Fill it with light? No, not yet?
Put your hands with the, okay. Yeah, with the color of the chakra over your, and you have the color and then both hands.
Yep. Like so the next stage after you've made your assessment, and if you can't see, you can use a pendulum, you can muscle test, you can talk to them, so how are you running your third chakra energy these days, you know? And they'll be like, well, they'll tell you, you know, there'll be some way you're going to get that information, make a diagnosis on what's going on with third chakra. Then you're going to, working with your hands off the body, you're sending hand down, you're receiving hand up, you're going to begin to fill. You've got to give that site some energy to do anything with, it's especially if it's a depleted one. Yep.
Call your guides to support you and make available the energetic tools you will need for this rebuild. Prepare the area for the rebuild by isolating the chakra area from the other chakras.
Okay, let me just explain that before you go on. So I might stand here for a while. You know that? You know how you fill the chakra? You guys are used to doing that. You can fill a chakra, and that's just basically what you're going to do. So you're going to energize the chakra, you know, with enough energy so you got something to work with. And then we're going to talk about the barriers or the dams that we use now.
Place energetic dividers both above and below the chakra to allow the energy to fully build up in the chakra without leaking to the other chakras. To place the dividers, sink the upper hand into the main power current and let the guides place the divider there.
Okay, so basically what this part is, this is where we get into sort of the sort of psychic surgery aspect of this healing, is you're going to isolate or separate the chakra from the rest of the system, because the chakras are all working with the system, and you can't do surgery on this chakra until you create a barrier. You're going to divide it. And what the way that I do, we start with the upper one, and you're going to drop, like, in the way it looks to me is like a steel plate. It's kind of blue and metallic. Looking at that blue light through the whole body to divide, separate the chakra. And you're just going to go, like, her chakra's here, so I'm just going to go here and here. I'm not going to go here. Close in. So I imagine, I ask my guides to help me, one barrier in here. And I feel it. I can feel it go through her and sort of hit the bottom of the table. And then one barrier down there, and the same thing, it's going to go bisect her body and then create separation or space for that chakra to be isolated from the rest of them. Yep.
Yeah, to support, and you have to remember to support the chakra with the lower hand during the procedure, which you just did.
Yep.
Then place the lower divider the same way and support the chakra with the upper.
So one hand goes here, the chakra goes in, the divider goes in, the divider goes in. Okay?
Cup and realign the chakra with both hands like you are holding the spinning vortex. Chakra may be much smaller, but you are intentionally creating a structure for the chakra to expand into. Hold that and fill with the chakra light, red for the first, orange for the second, chakra, etc. Become aware of what the issues are that have changed, damaged the chakra.
So I always think, you know, chakras are spinny and funnel-shaped. And when I was little, I took pottery classes, you know, and I would work on the wheel, pottery wheel. And this part always reminds me of that. Like, the chakra's spinning, and what you're beginning to do is create structure. So she's got a sort of short, stumpy, you know, chakra. And by doing this, I'm beginning to elongate or change the shape of it. It's spinning now. It's getting more yellow, you know. And it's starting to take on the funnel shape that I want it to be.
Begin by calling your guides to help you, sending fifth level blue template rods from your fingertips that hold the shape of the outside of the chakra. The outside cones are flat and create the round edge of the chakra. Leave one hand holding the chakra and the other placing the rods, then switch.
Okay, so you start on the top, and what I do is I put half my hand down. And you can do it this way, or you can do it that way. Which way do you do it, cupped or flat?
Cup.
Okay. So you support and cup the back half, and with your other hand, and your fingers going down, like you can go like this, or you can go like that. You're going to create the outer structure. You're going to give now this chakra like a retaining wall, is the best way I can describe it. And they look sort of like flat tongue depressors, going down into the. All the way through. I'm going all the way to the core where the chakra roots into the main power current on the spine. And they're going to go in with that blue light like this, and I'm putting them in. And it's creating this retaining wall, this new structure. They're going to go in the top. Then I'm going to support this way, and they're going to go in the bottom. Okay, and now she has this outer rim that's pretty solid that she didn't have before.
Then send much finer fifth level blue template rods into each of the many vortexes that make up the chakra. These go in spinning, creating a uniform set of vortexes that spin within the chakra. Each inner vortex may need more than one of these support rods. As many as you can, and continue to acknowledge your guides in this process. You will need to surrender and let the process evolve. You cannot use the rules.
Okay, so here's the chakra. Right inside the chakra, there's these little vortexes, vortices. If you have The Hands of Light book by Barbara Brennan, she has really good illustrations of this inside that book. And so what you just did was you put the outer retaining wall, the top half, while you held this part. Then you put the bottom half while you held the top. So now you have this retaining wall. And now what you're going to do is you're going to place thinner, smaller filaments like this inside the chakra. You're going to do the top half while you're supporting. Then you're going to switch and do the bottom half like that.
Blue?
Most of the structural parts of the energy anatomy are blue. So when we're creating new structure, we're working at the physical level, the physical template, which is that blue grid color. That's what I learned. And so now you're actually planting these smaller spinning vortices inside the chakra. And what that looks like when you're doing it, and I'm doing it, well, I'm imagining, visualizing one at a time going in here. And I can feel them. I can feel them go in. I can feel them root all the way down into the root of the chakra, which is at the spine. And then I'm going to switch and do the bottom half. Until she has that new, this is basically where you get your new chakra. Okay? Then we're going to spin them.
Once the chakra and the vortexes are rebuilt and restructured, fold the chakra and gently swirl the energy clockwise as you continuously fill with light. Do not send. Allow it to take what it needs.
So, think it's to me almost like stirring the pot. So you created this new structure, you got to start it spinning. And now I'm using yellow, so I'm back into the yellow light. And I'm just getting it to spin the way, the clockwise way you want it to spin. Do you guys know why your chakras spin? You know, you have these two currents of power, the vertical current and the horizontal current. And yes, they run like this, and they actually wrap the Ajna Pingala, they wrap around the chakra. And the one that goes down, it's like a negative and positive power current, just like in the electrical outlets. And the positive energy going this way and the negative energy going that way, negatively charged energy, creates the spin in the chakra. That's why our chakras spin. There you go. Okay? So we're spinning the chakra. Yep.
Okay, and then you remove the upper and lower energetic dividers by sliding your lower hand in and loosening the lower one first.
Okay, so I'm going to remove the barrier that I put in. And I'm just visualizing it coming out. I usually give it to my angels or give it to your guides, call on your guides to take it away. And off it goes. You don't want to leave them hanging around your healing room.
So you wouldn't, get rid of it?
Some people burn them in the etheric fire.
Yeah.
That's another option. It's like a blue flame. You can incinerate them. I just ask my guys to take them back. Yeah.
Then do the upper one and thank your guides. As the upper one is removed, the client often feels a huge rush of energy flowing through that area.
Right, because now she's going to be, because it's brand new chakra, that's going to be realigned with the rest of her energy system.
Do a quick weaving the seven levels of the field over the chakra.
You guys remember the weaving the seven layers?
No.
Okay. So, first chakra layer, light blue grid. So I'm imagining, you know, I'm just working, because the chakra goes like this, right, through the whole energy field. And we worked it down here. Now we're going to integrate all the layers of it. So, blue grid here. That's the first layer. The second layer is like a second chakra. It's like more fluffy, cloudy. It looks like pastel-y smoke or puffy to me. Like
I just use
fog.
Colors. I use red.
You use the colors?
Red, orange,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the other way you can do it. Red, yellow, orange. Or if you remember the seven layers, then the next layer is the yellow grid. Then there's another fluffy layer. Then there's the reverse blue grid. Then there's another fluffy layer, and then the top layer is gold mesh. And actually the top of the chakra is covered with this gold mesh that prevents, it's like a screen or a filter, it's called. Or you can do the same thing with red, yellow, orange, green, blue, purple, gold. Right?
Okay. You go like run all the way through every level of the chakra down to a point where... it branches off the central energy current.
Okay, so when you get to the top, you're going to send that gold energy all the way through the whole thing.
Sweep the body from feet to head, holding each of the chakra colors in your field to integrate the new energy in the system throughout the entire field.
Okay, when we sweep, we're really moving it's sort of vigorously moving the energy along here, red, yellow, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, white, and then the gold layer is the layer over the top. When you can see it on the outer edge of the picture there, and you can really you really want to just make sure that that's nice and solid, and closed around them. And the weaving part is really important at the end, because that's what integrates, you know, the new chakra into the entire field.
And then perform normal close over the same chakra.
Okay. You can go back to this, you know, 6 and 7, opening it a little bit, opening the 6 and 7. This gives them an opportunity to kind of really see themselves in a new way, you know, integrate it from that perspective. Close your inhaling blue down on the exhaling blue down and the exhale, inhaling orange up. You're going to do that a couple of times. That integrates the six and two. Close, normal close, like that. And that's it. What do you think? How do you feel?
Good, thank you. Very warm.
And the seven layers of the chakra are giving.
I'm just sort of polishing or moving. That's different than the sweeping. The sweeping, you're really like ironing out. Like, I always think about, like, if you have a tablecloth that's covered with crumbs, you gotta sweep it like that, you know, and it's really to sort of iron out the energy wrinkles in the energy field. But with the seven layers, you're just working through this part of the chakra that you can see that sticks out into the aura to align it with the layer of the aura that it needs to be with. Did you guys do the healing yet, where you work on one level of the chakra and another level of the chakra?
No.
I think that you're going to learn that one pretty soon. That's a fun one where you start working inside the layers and you feel where, like, she's got a third chakra issue, it's off in the fourth layer of the aura, and you work that. Yeah, you're going to learn that one pretty soon.
I just want to add one thing about when you're doing the thinner blue, they're like, to me, they're acupuncture needles. Mm. And there's hundreds of them. And when I work, my hands just go really fast, like a sewing machine. They just, because, you know, you're working on this chakra, but there's hundreds of tiny little vortexes. And so you're just filling, supporting, just like you did the big vortex. You're doing the small ones, so it's just very quickly working.
Yep. Are you guys ready to try it?
Yeah.